Well, we're back up in Morpeth again. Morpeth, the home of the legendary Danish company that is Pharmanord. A truly delightful organisation, and I can say that quite frankly because I do believe totally in what we're saying here, and I'm also delighted to be with the managing director of Pharmanord in the UK, of course, Bent Henriksen. Bent, good to see you again.
Good to see you. And the year gone past.
This is what I can't, I can't believe that 365 days have passed since we last actually sat here and had a chat about life, the universe, and all the rest of bits and pieces. But great news, really, because the sort of thing that we've been talking about for really the last 8 or 9, 10 years, certainly as far as we've been concerned, that bioquinone Q10, coenzyme Q10, and selenium plus zinc, you know, they are really coming across now. People are recognizing in the scientific community, in the medical community, that they are actually good for everybody.
I'm delighted to see the development over the last 10 years in those, specifically in those two products, because they're now proven, you know, over long trials, over five years, that they're very, very beneficial to people. Also people who want to live longer and have a healthy heart too. So we are seeing, you know, a very good improvement in business. You know, everything is, you know, going the right way. And it looks like even if we have a recession, people are more willing to spend money on quality because there is still money around, you know.
Just ask the bankers. I won't go there. But yes, no. In actual practical terms, though, this is the key point, because we talk about quality of lifestyle. We talk about ensuring that you have that energy, the ability to actually keep on going. That's just so crucial, and it almost becomes priceless, really.
I think it is, and people are realizing that if they pay a little bit more, they get better quality, you know, of products. And also, I mean, you get what you pay for, you know. We are actually not very expensive, the products, when you take the quality into account, when you take bioavailability into account and so on, as we only use the best products available and raw material and so on. So quality is important to us and give people a good value for money.
That's certainly something I wanted to actually just allude to, because I mean, we're talking about, oh yes, well, a packet of 150 coenzyme Q10 pills of at least £5,000. No, that's ridiculous. Yeah, we are talking about actually affordable costs. We're not talking about skyrocketing routine. And actually, if you compare it with some, no names obviously, fast food chains, etc., you know, there's just no comparison. I mean, basically, which are you going to choose, your health or, you know, cardiothoracic problems and all the rest of bits and pieces?
On a day-to-day basis, you would never spend as much on nutrition supplements, if you want, as you would if you smoked or something like that. So, and fast foods, as you say, it's nothing compared with the price level. And I think that's what we've seen the last 12 months. Our business is increasing between 10 and 20% right now every month. So we're very happy with the development. And it also seemed that some of the lower quality products maybe are not as much available as they were before. People are aware of quality, and we are spending a lot of time and money, as you know, on some of the studies which we're going to talk about later. You know, they do cost a lot of money, but we want to make sure that people get the right quality for the problems they have.
Whenever I actually come up to Morpeth, to the home base in many ways of Pharmanord in the UK, I'm always struck by not just the energy that's actually here, but also the fact that there's a zeal that shows a passion for people's health and well-being. But I think actually it goes more than that. There's a kind of total care scenario that you actually introduced, which would surely actually ensures that, you know, as you rightly said, from initial production of the product through to delivery to the customer, you know, everything is actually handled to the finest standards.
That's what we're trying to give people, a good service, and give them information so they can make a good choice. And as you say, we don't get younger by age, but we do by mind, I think. Taking those kind of products, it certainly helps. And I'm only 74, you know, so I've got a long time to go, you know, before I start thinking about retiring.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure I wouldn't do that without taking the supplements too.
I mean, that is really quite fascinating. I was reading some text recently, the history of this particular area of the countryside, and we were talking about a forthcoming book of the month, actually, which deals with the Bowes heiress, Elizabeth Bowes, etc. And we were talking about mortality rates there. She died partly when she was 51. I mean, obviously, mortality rates have actually increased in terms of that. But there are also areas where if you do have a hectic lifestyle, if you don't actually think about what we're taking into our bodies, it's a bit like fueling a car, as I frequently said, you can actually shorten your lifespan considerably, and you really have to think about what sort of coordinating things we actually do.
Unfortunately, people in the Northeast are very good about that, you know, because the lifespan here are much shorter than it is living in a healthy area. But it has to do with income too, and not everybody is having a a healthy lifestyle. So, you know, hopefully we can help too when people start understanding why they should spend a little bit of money on their own health.
I know that we have correspondents in Los Angeles and New York who are fascinated to actually download some of the material they've been hearing both Dennis Gore talk about on the regular Dennis the Chemist features that we carry on through, yourself, other colleagues who work within the PharmaNord company. And I think even in California, Celeste Yarnell and her husband Nazim, who's just had an exhibition in New York, are very much keen to actually say that fundamentally this is just a crucial part of lifestyle and working shoe that's there. And you know, it's almost a no-brainer that actually thinking about nutritional supplements, we've gone beyond that notion of thinking, oh, they're just an added necessary luxury. They're becoming an essential.
I think it's very essential to your quality of life and also your... you want... not just to live longer, but you want to have a good quality of life as long as you live. So really, the real answer is to wake up one morning and find out you're dead. But that should not happen before you're 90 or 100 years old. But up to then, you really want to be healthy. And so many people, when they're 60, I mean, there's even a program on right now, when you're 65 on TV. And it's sad to think about 65. I mean, you know, they should be healthy when they're 70, 80, 90 years old. And I think you can help with nutrition. To do that.
Finally, I was reading a recent report that was produced in the latest PharmaNord newsletter about Finland taking some interesting steps in terms of their agriculture to increase their qualities of selenium by actually feeding selenium into their fertilizer and so on. Drastic step, but seems to be working.
It's worked very well for them. I mean, they had a very low level of selenium. And most of Europe, of course, have that too, and in the UK also. But they added selenium to the fertilizers up there, and they're now up having a healthy level of selenium, but that has happened over the last 20 years, and we just haven't got around to that in the UK, so therefore we have no choice taking as a supplement.
I seem to recall a few years ago talking about the Barcelona players were taking supplements for their health, etc. Any news as far as that's concerned? Because they certainly seem to be doing the business on the football field.
We supplied them for quite a while, the main team. And I think they're still taking them because it was a trial we did with them and it showed very, very beneficial to the players. And they might have to do a little bit with last night what happened with Spain because quite a few of them were from Barcelona.
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
But unfortunately, the Danish team apparently is not on it.
Well, I wasn't going to mention that. And I think obviously we've got a different ways to go. Obviously, Newcastle United close to the Morpeth base of PharmaNord nutritional supplements. You must be quite happy with how Alan Pardew has actually sort of redressed the whole balance on that basis.
They have done a lot better than last time we talked. So they are up in the top half of the league. So I think they'll do okay this year.
They're getting Europe, of course,
right now. So should help.
Absolutely. And finally, Bent, the web address. Obviously, you can access this through southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com or southsidebroadcasting.com. But to actually go directly to PharmaNord's marketing page, it is
multivits.co.uk. That is the place to go. Or you can go in and look just on our general information on pharmanord.co.uk.
Okay, moving on to our little annual update here from the Morpeth base of PharmaNord. Of course, we have the PR and Marketing Executive, Dean Forbes, with us. Dean, good to connect with you.
Yes, pleasure to see you again, Alex. It's nice to have you back. I can't believe it's been a year, in fact.
No, it's astounding, really. And Newcastle United actually in Europe, you know. If they'd been really unlucky, they would have actually gone into fourth place and then they would have been knocked out after Chelsea won the European League. But that's a different line.
Yeah, that is a very different lane. Yeah, we're going to leave that one.
Exactly. Although perhaps if they actually used PharmaNord products, maybe they might go slightly higher. That's the important thing.
I think if we would love to do a trial with Newcastle and PharmaNord products. In fact, we did with the Barcelona team many years ago with great success. So I would actually like to make that a reality.
I think we'll see what we can actually work through. I just actually answered an email today with somebody who is actually looking to promote more of the local football clubs and various other things, so we'll go with that. Anyway, moving on. PharmaNord, just a tremendous success story in every sense of the word. Sweden recently, very much at the highlights of exciting news from the scientific verisimilitude, to use a nice polysyllabic phrase, really proving the truth of this product.
Yes, I think with regard to the Kiesel 10 study in Sweden, this was a culmination of a lot of hard work on behalf of our head office and our researchers in Denmark. We've invested a lot of time in developing very sound and safe coenzyme Q10 and selenium products. And while there have been numerous trials on each individual nutrient, in terms of heart health particularly, this was the next step to proving that they can actually work in synergy. And to have such a robust trial, a five-year trial, double-blind, placebo-controlled, randomized, conducted independently by professors from university, showing how they work is a real... probably the best bit of news we've ever had in terms of supporting the efficacy of the products. What it's allowed us to do is to create awareness out there that there are ways, natural ways, you can help heart health as you get older. And to use healthy subjects as well is very rare. So to have a nutrition company producing such a robust clinical trial on healthy subjects, it's very rare, and it's something we've really seized and ran with.
Talking with a range of folk about the whole scientific studies that have come through with respect to this, I find it difficult to kind of get my head around the fact that it was only 1957 when the whole notion of coenzyme Q10 was identified. I know, I think in the original press release I saw it was discovered. Well, it was there beforehand, effectively, and it was like sort of discovering America. We kind of, you know, came out with this whole notion, Krebs citric acid cycle, this whole respiration scenario. It's wondrous how actually something like that, which scientifically has got this base that actually does keep up the quality of life, keeps up the energy. And I could attest to that from the point of view of people that I know who I've worked with who started taking bio coenzyme Q10. And it has had a clear impact in terms of their energy levels for a whole range of things. I'm suggesting it now to a couple of people who are actually suffering with ME and actually sort of the sort of fatigue syndrome that comes with respect to that. Yes. And again, they've noted the improvements have come across on that basis.
Well, because it's because Q10 exists in every single of the 100 trillion cells we have in our body, and each one of those cells has a certain number of mitochondria, these energy factories. It makes sense, in fact, that the more Q10 we have present, the more they'll be able to function normally, the more the spark plug will be able to fire and help the cells function. And muscle cells, such as skeletal muscles and the heart muscle itself, consume huge volumes of coenzyme Q10. And as we get older, as my esteemed colleague Dennis the chemist will often tell us, you know, we produce less and less Q10 naturally in the body, and there's very little we can get from food, realistically speaking. Yeah.
As I constantly say to Dennis, it's not a case of getting older, Dennis, we become more chronologically gifted. That's the key thing. Let's be positive about this.
Yes, yeah, that would be the modern and politically correct way of expressing that, yeah.
And as a follically challenged person, I can go with that, you see.
Yes. I mean, I think you know, one thing we've got to realise with Q10 is that it seems like a very recent discovery in terms of nutrition. And I think some people are a bit sceptical about that, but we've actually had over 1,000 papers on Q10, ranging from all kinds of studies through from cancer through to Parkinson's disease down to energy with athletes. And then the key area is heart health. And this study is the next step really in cementing it as a major therapy that people can take, and a way of looking at preventative nutrition, but as well as treating existing conditions as well. And you mentioned ME and chronic fatigue and those kind of things. And one thing that's going on at the moment is there are a number of good studies coming out of Spain and being potentially developed in the UK with regard to fibromyalgia. One thing that we've had come through is some good results using our product, the bioquinone Q10, which again we supply into the study and then walk away, if you like. We're happy to let them use the product and not be part of the sponsorship or anything like that. And we found that in Spain, they did a small test on 35 middle-aged women, 20 of which had fibromyalgia, and there was a control group that didn't take Q10, and there was 10 of the women took 300 milligrams a day, so that's one capsule three times a day. And they found that the smaller the content of Q10 present in the body, the more severe the headaches were that they suffered. And headaches are quite a frequent symptom of the fibromyalgia condition. So that's another step forward in terms of how people can take a natural substance as well as the medical drugs they no doubt will end up on to help with the condition. So it's very exciting.
Our regular features with Dennis prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is very much the flagship product, Q10, and it is almost the golden triumphant scenario that's actually there. But we also mentioned part of this study that came out of Sweden, that something that I've also found fascinating, selenium and zinc, which I tend to use from that point of view, plus of course bioquinone and Q10 as a combination, can work as a wondrous supplement.
Yes, so you mean in addition to the Q10, so selenium and zinc in their own right. I mean, yeah, the selenium itself has also been subject to a number of rigorous trials, and effectively what it does is we have a lot of receptors in the body that require selenium, and it's responsible for working with different enzymes in the body to help, most of all, promote immune defense. And that immune defense can stem from everything from antiviral and antibacterial protection right through to activating the body's defense against much more aggressive predators, such as, for example, cancer. And there's lots of ongoing studies involving that. And the key thing to remember with selenium in this country is that actually we're starved of selenium in the soil. And we've depleted that through intensive farming, and we don't crop rotate and so on. And to the extent that even to keep animals in the UK on, you know, on a livestock basis, you would have to supplement them with selenium or they become ill very quickly. And the understanding now with selenium is to increase the intake to tackle some of the more common viruses and diseases that go with that. And in parts of the world where they've actually increased selenium intake, they've improved the heart disease rates. And selenium with zinc, you then have another very effective protection against cold and flu, because zinc itself can attack a cold virus very efficiently in the body if taken at the point of realizing that you're starting to feel under the weather.
We are in Olympic year. I know that we can't, for reasons that occasionally escape me, actually mention London, Olympic and various other things in the same sentence, different line there. Dennis has regaled us with the tale of how he's had athletes who's actually worked with the whole thing. This is something which is legitimate. If people are listening to this and they're into sport and they're enjoying their sport from that point of view, this is not a sort of attempt to say, if you take this, you're guaranteed to fail a drug test. No, it's a natural product. That's the key thing that, again, I feel is it's important to just stress that we are dealing with a natural product here.
Yes, I mean, in terms of Q10, if we look at that, for example, which has been studied with certain groups of athletes, people that would undergo extreme stress under exercise. So we look at muscle recovery and appetite for energy. Q10 has been approved by the anti-doping agency, you know, to say that this is a safe foodstuff, effectively. And the difference comes there is in just choosing the right formulation. Because we get it, we make it in our liver, the body has to receive Q10 in supplement form in a recognisable way, if you like, in a format that will be easily absorbed. And that's kind of where we have come in, which is why we're used in so many studies. But yes, it is absolutely a legitimate normal substance, and it's very popular with people. I mean, when I was involved in training for the Great North Run, I used it. We have a very successful world record holding endurance athlete called Noel Hannah, who has been on numerous expeditions, has just finished summiting Everest, I think, for the fourth time, and who literally is willing to go to the summit and in the freezing cold, as his hair freezes and his beard freezes, take out his pack of Q10 and declare that, you know, he couldn't get up there without it. And I think that's proof that, you know, people can depend on it for energy recovery.
And I know that one of our regular broadcasters, who's now become a mum of, I think, two or three children at present, basically, that's Gemma Joy, who'll be doing the Great North Run. I've solidly suggested she maybe considers the bioquinone coenzyme Q10 to assist in that work as well.
I couldn't recommend it enough. What I found was, as an amateur runner, on the build-up to the actual event, what I was able to do was to push myself during my runs to improve endurance. And then I found the next day, when often you really feel the effects of having pushed yourself, they just weren't there. You know, my muscles were, yes, I knew I'd exercise, but there was none of the real discomfort, real pain. And I was ready to therefore train again the day after. And that is really where it comes into its own.
Dean, it's been an absolute delight just sharing some thoughts of the continuing success of PharmaNord. I'm sure it will continue ever onwards. It's a PHARMA, in case people still sort of think, where's that pharma? No, it's probably PHARMA, as in pharmaceutical. I think that's the reason why people get a bit confused when we start talking about nutritional supplements and pharmaceuticals. But there is a website which you can go to find out all sorts of these details, and that is?
The website is www.multivits.co.uk, and Multivits has...
But just go with Multivits, yes.
Yeah, because we also have pharmanord.co.uk as well, which is the easiest route. But Multivits has a blog attached to it, and on the blog we have lots of updates from the latest research, customer testimonials, bits of news, nutrition tips and advice. So it's a great way to go and start learning about quality supplements.
Or indeed, you can simply play this interview back again, because it's available as a podcast and you might well download it as such. Dean, fabulous as ever. We'll hopefully see you again and speak to you telephonically in the very near future.
Yes, see you about 12 months. I'm sure it'll fly by, Alex.